Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Consider Jesus and rejoice. Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. Hebrews 3:1. Take away the heart, and the body ceases to have life. Take away Christ, and whatever you have left is not the Christian life. Hebrews 3 calls you to fix your thoughts on Jesus. F.B. Meyer analyzes the who, why, and how of that calling. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. We should emulate the saints of all ages in the gaze of Christ. We must possess the holiness, without which none can see the Lord. And we must live in holy love with all those who bear the name of Christ. What right do we have to fix our thoughts on him? Because we are sharers in the heavenly calling. Those who have turned from the world, from the fascinations of sin and the flesh, who are seeking the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem. Surely such a right given them by grace to live in daily, personal vision of their King. In what aspects should they fix their thoughts on him? As apostle, whom God has sent out of his bosom to mankind, as priest, who was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin, who bears our needs and sins and sorrows on his heart, as the Son, compared with whom Moses was but a servant. As Creator, by whom all things were made, and without whom not anything was made. As the head of the household of those who believe, as the all-faithful one, who will never resign his charge. Consider Jesus in each of these aspects and rejoice in him. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6.
Hebrews 3. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house. And we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory.
Spend a few quiet moments reflecting on your apostle, priest, creator, all faithful one, until his greatness overwhelms you with gratitude that he is your Savior and Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.